Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I've got with me...
Tolu Lokpe Oludapo. I said it right this time.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I always catch you unaware. Yeah. But it's lovely. All right, guys. So the last time we spoke about introspection, looking inwards, and, you know, just the importance of always taking that lane whenever you're trying to apply anything in your life, right? So always look inwards first. And I hope you guys enjoyed that beautiful episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the danger of a single story. We kind of lifted that phrase from Chimamanda Adichie. But we're going to be talking about it in a different context, right? So we want to talk about the fact that it's very important to approach things from a contextual point of view, right? So whenever you share something, I think we talk about it from the sharer's perspective. Yeah. Right? So as a thought leader or just as a person in general, like whenever you're sharing stuff, like, you know, making sure that you're always trying to approach it in such a way that you're explaining all the sides to it versus leaving the people who are listening to it or who are reading it, right, in a space of limbo where, you know,
they're wondering where you're coming from.
Yeah, where they're not sure where you're coming from, or they take some piece of information, apply it to their lives, it doesn't work, and then they're wondering why it's not working when in fact they didn't understand the context in which you you shared it. Absolutely. What are your thoughts on this?
I think a lot of times, like we've said, you know, in previous episodes, is a lot of things in life are not black and white.
Yeah.
There's so many angles to it. So when you're sharing something, if you want to truly, the goal is to communicate. Mm-hmm. So if you want to communicate, you want the people listening to you to know where you're saying that from.
Right.
You know,
where is it coming from?
Where is it coming from? So that they can judge and relate. So imagine somebody that is not in the same place where you are or in the same place where you're talking from. So let's use an example. So imagine the son of the richest man in Africa.
Right.
And I'm saying, see, guys, you don't need to work. You don't need to stress yourself. Right. You know, just enjoy life.
Right.
You go. Now, imagine somebody that is not rich, is not from any affluence or wealthy background, reading that. Now, if the person does not know that if I don't work again for the rest of my life,
I'm okay. Fine,
the person will think, oh, okay, this person is saying I should just chill and rest.
And so I'm just going to chill and rest.
So I'm just going to chill and rest. Whereas the person doesn't truly understand the context from where I'm talking from. So it's important to just say, see, when you're not in a place where you're, you know, struggling or trying to make ends meet, you can just, you know, so that's the importance of giving context, letting people know the stories around what it is you're sharing, you know, where you're coming from, the situations that is influencing what it is you're saying, you know, from the share's perspective. Let them know the angle you're talking from.
Yeah, and that's huge responsibility that I think that, you know, anyone, I was going to say anyone who's in a leadership position, but I think we're all leaders. Like, I mean, when you think about it, everyone is leading someone.
Exactly.
And so I think that everything that comes out from your mouth, if you understand that there's a responsibility behind what it is that you're saying, then you become more careful about what it is that you're saying. Mm-hmm. And you, because you want there to be an impact on people, like through those words, you want you want those words to be impactful to people. When people talk about impact, impact can be positive and negative. Absolutely. It's not just, oh, hey, I want to impact the world. Yeah. I want to impact the world negatively. You know what I mean? Like, so, but if you're trying to make positive impact in people's lives, then you always have to make sure that you try as much as possible to clarify
what
context just so that they get a holistic truth.
Yeah.
Right? They get a holistic understanding of what it is that you're actually trying to share. Mm. And I think that more people need to be patient with actually expressing those truths and with actually also making sure that, you know, they're open to poking holes in that truth.
True.
And I don't think that we're that patient in this microwave generation. Absolutely. Because we like to just get it out there. We're just like, I have this thought, I have this idea, I have this ideology. Let me just share it. Yeah. Sometimes we don't, haven't even marinated in it, right?
Absolutely.
So you are reading a Bible verse. You've not understood it fully, but you're just like, Rema, you know, you want to share it. And your immediate response is, let me just share it, right? But sharing it is one thing. Sharing it with a context that can actually do the work that you want it to do is an important part of it. And I think that that is something that is incredibly important. And just being honest with people, like being able to say, look, you know, these are my thoughts on this particular subject matter. But this is why I you know, I can say those things, right? Because when I share, for instance, personally, like I'm sharing it, you know, a particular idea, you know, so point a case, maybe like, you know, something work related, right? I always try to also explain that, just so you know, I have X number of years of experience, right?
So,
doing this thing, right? So when I'm speaking from a place where you must consider that I have that experience. You must consider I've been through those things. So you can't just, you know, this idea with young folks sometimes where it's like, oh, you know, make sure people don't take advantage of you. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't charge, always charge, you know, always charge high amounts, blah, 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 blah. And people want to do that. But the person who is saying that to you has paid their dues, not charging the kind of amounts that they're asking you to charge, you know? They paid their dues. So you have to look at it and say, you know, am I in that space where I can take that advice verbatim or do I need to consider how I apply that to my life? And that kind of leads me into the second part, which is as the listener or the viewer,
maybe even
how to handle it.
Maybe before we even go into that, you know, when you were sharing about share's perspective and not being so quick, is it's harder to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. But when you, like when you say, when you understand the impact that you owed, like, see, someone can literally either become better or worse by what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm more careful to make sure that I'm actually passing the right message.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I have a friend that sometimes I get tired when he's trying to analyze things.
Right.
So he's going to literally ask all the different questions.
Right.
Okay, so are you saying this?
Right.
So are you saying that? So, okay, if you're saying this, does this mean this? And I think if we can be patient enough to
explain that.
You know, if I'm going to share something, I'm anticipating questions that people might have. I'm anticipating every angle they might interpret it from. Mm. So that will help me to, you know, go through and say, okay, let me make sure I answer every question that they might have, or let me clarify any other assumptions that they might want to impose in what I'm saying. So this is not what I'm saying. This is not what I'm saying. This is not what I'm saying. This is actually what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's harder to do, but like you said, when you understand that I'm leading somebody and this is going to affect, no, this is not just me putting out something out because, oh, you know what, Instagram say what's on your mind, you know, Facebook was on your mind. Like this.
Or like, I just want people to think I'm smart.
Yeah.
It's,
like
it allows you to also just even like, again, introspect. It's like,
yeah,
am I wrong? Because when you explain, the more you explain context and situations, the more people can, you know, ask more questions, the more you realize, oh, maybe this part is not, is a bit off, you know, and I need to deal with that.
Or like, it's just unique to you.
To
it's
you,
not the general experience.
Yes, very true.
All right.
So yeah, so from the other angle, like what are your thoughts? Just like with people, like what should people do and what should they look out for when they're trying to interpret?
So I think first is knowing is not subjecting their own meaning or interpretation to what the person is saying. Because a lot of times we assume we know what the person means or what the person is saying. And what we're doing in essence is we are giving our own definition to what the person is saying. So it's a case of, am I drawing meaning from what is said, or am I subjecting my own understanding and interpretation to what the person is saying? And a lot of times,
so
we do. No, a lot of times, if the person is saying, don't charge, so I'll just assume from my own experience, oh, this is what the person is saying. But we're not careful enough to say, okay, let me just read through the caption, or let me watch the entire video. It's a case of someone posts a 5-minute video, you watch 2 minutes and you already giving a comment. You haven't gotten the full picture. And the same thing, like you mentioned Bible, people do the same thing. You know, you just read one verse and you assume, already know, you already
you don't know the entire context of it.
Exactly. For you to understand something in context or judge in context, you have to know the pretext.
Yeah.
What led to this? You have to know the post-text. What
happened afterwards?
This, you know? So when I now put all those together, then I can fully understand. So the first thing is, if it's a long caption, read the caption, finish reading the caption before you assume you know what mm-hmm. it means. If you can't read everything, just keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. Just forget mm-hmm. about it. You know, I was ready to do the work, you know, yeah. to understand. The same way, I won't write you a letter and you just read a few paragraphs and assume you understand what I'm saying, you know. So,
right.
So don't do the same thing to other people's content, you know, to their Instagram posts, their newsletter, mm-hmm. their YouTube videos, you know. Do the work, go through everything, read it, finish it. Now draw the meaning from what it is right. they're saying, or just ask the question, oh, are they saying this? Are they saying this? And let their post answer that, or let an understanding of where they are, or what they've previously shared, or the space they're in. Oh, okay, have they said this before? No, have right. they said this before? What is their life and experience like? You know, do a little research. Go further and say, oh, okay, could this information be informed by, like, for instance, I've seen people say some things, and because I understand that they're coming from an history of art and abuse, right. I can totally understand
why they, yeah.
Yeah, right. if someone says men are scum, for instance,
right.
can just say, oh, men are not scum. This person has been burnt by right. men, you know. Right. So I can just say, okay, I understand that men are scum based on the fact that
on the perspective,
yes. you know, all the men you've experienced get. So I can be nicer, mm-hmm. you know, I won't just come at them and just say, you're wrong, men yeah, are not scum. I absolutely. Can just say, oh, I absolutely understand what you're saying is true in that context. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that. So I can empathize and relate from that yeah. before I even now, you know, now see my own
absolutely.
Opposing or different yeah. perspective to it.
And that's, I love that, you know, and that's the issue with blanket statements, mm-hmm. right? And this is sort of what, you know, when Chimamanda talked about the danger of a single story,
yeah.
you know, pretty much along the same line, is because we tend to sometimes make blanket statements, right? There is this idea, for instance, that, you know, anyone who says that they are feminist, right, there is a negative connotation attached to being a feminist. Yeah. And it's like you almost have to start to explain the context, you know. And in the process of, people don't like to have to explain that context, right? Mm-hmm. So in the process of someone asking you, so if I said, for instance, you know, I'm feminist and... Yeah. people got upset about it and somebody, you know, said something. It's like my immediate response, if I'm not aware, right, is to be defensive.
Yeah.
Is to go at them and start having an argument, yeah. right? Versus trying to explain,
yeah.
you know what, like this is the context. Because the truth is you assume that everyone should have the same context as you. That's but the assumption. With, yeah. So the reason why I would be defensive is I say to myself
can't
you see it? Isn't it? You know, but the truth is that terminology now has multiple contexts.
Yeah, absolutely.
That have been created and attached to it. So there are different connotations.
Sure.
So whoever is coming at you is probably coming from an angle of a particular understanding that they have of that particular thing. Absolutely. Right? And that patience to try and explain it. And I love that we're discussing this because it even goes beyond social media. It applies in context to even clients, like when you're dealing with people, it's communication in general.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when you're having a conversation with a client and a client is trying to explain something, and in that moment you're frustrated about what they're trying to explain and you're not asking questions, you're making assumptions based off, like you yeah. said, of your hurt,
yeah.
of your experiences,
yeah.
of things you've been through, your automatic defense is yeah. up, right? You're yeah. like, oh, they're trying to cheat me, they're trying to do this, they're yeah. trying to do that. And sometimes when you pause and say, you know what, let me understand what they're saying. Let me understand what is your actual issue.
Yeah.
When you pause and you start to poke those holes and ask those questions in a very calm manner, it forces the clients themselves to start thinking through what it is that they were saying. Because Absolutely. When it's two people, two lions fighting, boom, 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 boom. It's you know what they say? Like when two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty much the same thing. It's like, you're just going boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You know, I'm understanding I'm looking at things black and white. They're looking at things black and white, but there's the gray area and yeah. we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I can pause, listen to what they're saying, actually actively listen.
Yeah.
And start to ask questions, right? At some point, they will start to answer their own
yeah.
their own challenges, the mm-hmm. things that they're afraid of, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that, you know, that is super important in our relationships, period.
Yeah, yeah
you
absolutely.
Know, so beyond social media, how are you taking time to contextualize the things you say? How are you yeah. taking time in with your friends, you mm-hmm. know, so when you say something, you know, we have this mindset where sometimes we're just like, you know, like that's just how I am, you know, like yeah. me, I don't really like, you know, having people around me. And if I said that to my friend without context, my friend would be thinking to themselves like,
yeah.
So who am I?
Let me give an example.
Who am I to you?
I saw someone tweeted recently. So someone said about, I don't know, how having a sister, you know, goes a long way and everything. So I replied, oh, I wish I have a sister. Now, maybe she was referring to biological sister.
Right.
Then our friends now replied. One of our friends said, so what am I?
Oh, wow. Exactly.
Just put it in context. Oh, yeah. I wish I have a biological sister. Yeah. Because there's some people you've called sister and they take themselves sister. You're not, they just go on your Twitter feed and just see that I wish I have a sister. Like, okay, so what am I?
Yeah, very true. And I mean, like, to everyone who's listening this, you know, we're not saying that you're always going to get it right, you know, because the reality is that you cannot always, you know, create the context that other people want, you know, because there are going to be times where people will genuinely decide to misunderstand you. No, wait, let me take that again. Some people will misunderstand you and then some people will, you know, genuinely not get it, right? So there are two types of people that usually will come at you.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that don't be afraid to have to explain what it is that you are trying to say, you know, like, don't take that to mean that there's something wrong with what you're saying, or you're not smart enough or any of those things. You know, if you bench that ego and you can kind of say, you know what, like, I really want to clarify, because if I can, it will give this person a better understanding and then they will be better able to apply it. You know, that helps. And it applies even when you're giving like constructive feedback. Is there's feedback where you just say, this is rubbish, I don't like it, right? There's feedback where you point out what is wrong. Now, in my experience, the truth is, people say they want constructive feedback, but they really don't, right? I think like a lot of people get offended when you pick, when you almost nitpick what is wrong with something, but we need to get comfortable with that, because that's how we even become better.
Absolutely.
Right. Is yeah. Cause it's vague to just, I mean, if somebody walks up to me and says, oh, I don't like this artwork that you did, I'm just going to be like, okay,
what is it? What exactly about it? Is it that you don't like?
What is it about this artwork that
that's too vague? That's too broad.
Yeah. You know, so it applies in, you know, in criticism as well. Yeah. Like, you know, just always trying to express, you know, this is what you feel about this particular thing, and these are your thoughts around it, and taking that extra step.
Absolutely.
I think that's where we're trying to come from. So I don't know. Do you have any last minute?
No. I think just take away from me. Summary is, first, as a sharer, I have the understanding that I have different people from, like, with different, you know, subjective notion
absolutely
that are reading this. So I should be careful enough to do the thorough work to make sure that, to the best of my ability, I'm properly understood, or I communicate properly. And also as someone that is just, you know, reading, the receiver, I should be able to ask myself, where is this person coming from? What is the context of this statement? So that way I can better understand what exactly they are saying. So I think that's okay for me.
So those are the lessons for today. We made this one short. I think it was very self-explanatory, but it was, you know, something that we really thought was important to address, you know, because we see this more and more. And I think that, you know, these are conversations that we need to continuously have so that it helps, you know, it helps all of us grow and become better people. Okay. So if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to hit us up, send us a message. You can also even just like share topics, topic ideas, anything that you want to discuss about. You can drop it on my Instagram handle, which is @adora.lumina, or you can drop it on Tolu's Instagram handle, which is
@tolu.myolu.1.
Yep. And then we will take it and we'll respond when we can. All right. Catch you guys on the next episode of Switch On.
Bye.